Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's on. Look, it's on.
Oh, it's on.
It is so on.
Pull up a chair, grab a cold one, smoke them if you got them. It's time for the Fan Happy Hour.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
Hey, hey, hey! Happy Friday, all you beautiful radio listeners. Did I tell you this was going to be a great sports weekend? Or what?
Absolutely.
I told you this on Tuesday. It has been a great sports week, Mr. Rust.
Yeah.
This has been absolutely fantastic. The Seahawks, we get the win last night. We get the sweep for the Mariners this week. Hey, does it matter how much you win an NFL football game?
No, it does not. A W is a W.
What sport does not have style points?
Yeah. The NFL.
The NFL. Well,
and Major League Baseball and the National Basketball Association.
You know what, though? I will caution you on something. I think that there are style points in how do I put this? The NFL, I think, more than anyone, because you get so few opportunities. There's more tiebreakers in baseball. So it's not just your win total, it's who you beat.
Right.
So I think there's something to that.
Okay.
And the NBA is a weird one because I think it's when you play teams. Like going into the playoffs, the NBA is kind of dumb. They have 30 teams, and somehow 28 teams make the playoffs. I don't know how they do it or why.
That might
why
be a little bit high, but yes, understood.
But as you get into the playoffs, there's these very predictive things where you just go, all right, well, you know, the matchups that you had matter because.
Right.
Not in the NBA. Like, you could have played all your games against the Los Angeles Lakers as the Trailblazers, like, before Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's maybe not west to west, but certainly east to west. So.
Right.
I don't know. There's an element to the NBA where it feels like the best teams always win the series. It's very rare that you get an 8-1 upset.
Fair, yeah.
In Major League Baseball,
that is actually factually very rare.
I do what I can. In Major League Baseball, I think it's how you win and when you win, I think, matters. Winning now compared to winning at the end of August is much more important.
Yeah.
You got the Cleveland Guardians who are on a tear. You've got the Seattle Mariners that are on a tear.
Much like in the NHL when you're riding a hot goalkeeper.
Very much so. The NFL, though, man, it is a battle of attrition. It is when you're healthy, I think, makes a big impact on it. But, man, every game matters, but how you win them does not. So I think more so than anybody else.
Okay.
So we'll say that. Anyways.
Fair enough.
We've got the Ryder Cup going on. We've got all this. But I need to ask before we get into anything, what is the biggest thing on your mind?
Paul Hogan.
Okay. This, I believe, is my fault. And for
it
people,
is your fault. It's, all,
of
it's
course
entirely
it's
your fault.
So for people that don't remember who Paul Hogan is, do you want to go? You've made a little list of things that you want to talk to about Paul Hogan.
You sent me down a rabbit hole.
Okay. For anybody that used to listen to The Sinner and the Saint, I did the exact same thing to Will Darkins. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but there is a movie called Almost an Angel.
Yes.
That stars the great Paul Hogan.
Yes.
And this movie, I couldn't tell you like the entire plot. I haven't watched a movie probably since 1987, but there is something that sticks in my dumb head.
Uh-huh.
About Paul Hogan robbing a bank dressed as Willie Nelson that will never, it's just,
I have never seen this movie, by
it
the
is
way.
A, I think they call it a core memory. This is something that just sticks in my stupid brain. Yes, so
Annie Poehler made a big deal about that a few years ago in a movie.
She made the core memory. Yes, the core memories. Yes. I was like, she did a movie about Paul Hogan?
That would be a thing.
So it is one of my favorite rabbit holes.
Imagine Amy Poehler as Crocodile Dundee.
It is one of my favorite rabbit holes to send people down.
Yes.
So with that, I would like you to share what you learned on your journey into the Crocodile Dundee rabbit hole.
So this was also spurred by us talking about the Ryder Cup, which is currently going on, and it's Team USA versus Team Europe.
That's right. And then I started to do my terrible Aussie accent.
Yes.
And because we were doing that. We're talking like this. And then, of course, that reminds you of Crocodile Dundee, because, of course, if I'm doing an Australian accent, it's just me conjuring up what I can remember from last time. Oh, if this is a knife. Yep. And that's...
And non-Ryder Cup years is the President's Cup.
Which I thought was right.
Which you thought was Team USA versus Team Australia. And we learned that it's Team USA versus Team World minus Europe.
Yeah, well...
Anyway, so, inspired by that conversation earlier today, Crocodile... he first gained notoriety.
Yep.
On an Australian amateur talent TV show called New Faces in 1991 is not right. That's like, I think it's 1971.
Yeah, that sounds more accurate.
1971. Also, he's way older than I thought he was. Born in 1939.
Yeah, he was not young in his leathery faced debut as Crocodile Dundee, where the world got out to
almost 50. Called New Faces in 1971. This show was known for the judges ridiculing the performers. So basically a bunch of Simon Cowells, right? You know, American Idol, America's Got Talent before it happened.
Yep.
He wanted to turn the tables on that. So he thought he went on there on stage in his work boots with some prop knives and made jokes at the judges' expense. He later made
he say his talent was to get on that show?
I don't know. It just says that he went on stage in his work boots with prop knives.
Oh, I thought you were...
I'm telling you.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That's what it was. He just went on there to be Crocodile Dundee.
Lap dancing
knife thrower. Yes, apologies.
Okay, all right. I don't mean to correct your list. I asked you to distill it down, but you can't leave out lap dancing knife thrower. It's pretty good.
Apologies.
It's okay.
Big old brain fart.
No, you're okay.
Which made more appearances on the show, which led to other popular TV appearances in Australia and the UK. So he became like kind of a, I don't want to say worldwide, but he was pretty famous in Australia and the UK. Fast forward to 1986's Crocodile Dundee, which he co-wrote.
Yep.
He was a co-writer on that. Paul Hogan won the 1987 Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy.
Name a better performance in 1986.
Well, I'm not sure what he was up against, but still, really, Crocodile Dundee was the best actor?
That movie was an international sensation.
Yes.
You and I are still quoting that movie today.
Yeah. The screenplay, which again, he co-wrote the movie, nominated for an Academy Award.
Yes!
Are you kidding me?
Let's go! I don't have any Australian things on there, so I can only use Eddie Vedder. We will have to add some Crocodile Dundee to our...
That'll do. Also,
this all happened right before the show.
Yes,
just for listeners,
like
all of your preparation for this show disappeared.
Yes.
You had a 7-minute conversation about this with our engineer when he walked into it.
Yes.
So this was not
something... He wanted to ask me one simple question that could have been answered in 20 seconds.
And you just cornered him to drop all of the Paul Hogan
facts. Yeah, I was like, you're going to hear about Crocodile Dundee, dude.
All right. Yeah. So he won a Golden Globe, nominated for an Oscar for Crocodile Dundee.
Correct.
Let's fast forward a little bit to some of the roles that he turned down.
Well, hang on a second.
Okay.
Also, alongside Chevy Chase and Goldie Hawn, co-hosted the 59th Oscars in 1987.
Well, there you go.
You get to the 90s.
Yep.
A Paramount executive pitched a Crocodile Dundee and Beverly Hills Cop crossover.
That is something that should have happened.
Which he turned down. Which he turned down. Do you want to know what else he turned down?
Yes, please.
The starring role in the hit film Ghost, which starred Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore.
Can you imagine that movie with Paul Hogan and Patrick Swayze, it would have been... It would have been amazing.
Just Paul Hogan reaching around, you know, Patrick Swayze there at the pottery wheel.
He's the Demi Moore character, so it's Patrick Swayze reaching around. Is that how it went?
I guess, hey, however you want to, whatever floats your boat.
Either way.
But anyway, so he turned down the hit film Ghost to star in your said movie,
yeah,
Almost an Angel.
Well, here's your homework assignment. Go watch Almost an Angel, and I would like a full book report, movie report, movie review.
We'll see if it's streaming anywhere for free this weekend.
Monday.
Because I tell you one thing, I'm not going to pay like $2.99 to watch that.
I'll give you the $2.99. I will Venmo you $3. You'll actually make money on the deal, and I will get it as well, and we'll both watch it. So if you do the legwork of finding out where we can get it, it's probably on everywhere to rent.
And I'll tell you what, my wife would probably be down with watching it too. She'd be like, hell yeah, why not? Let's do this.
There you have it. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
That is
your Crocodile Dundee update. You didn't know you needed.
And you're welcome.
Yes, you're very welcome. If anybody missed it last night, the Seahawks got the 23-20 victory over the Cardinals.
Sorry, I
didn't know in case you missed it.
Yeah.
This is what I was going to talk about.
My apologies.
But Jason Myers hits a 52-yard game-winning field goal moments after missing a 53-yard field goal that would have put the game away. So Seahawks go to 3-1. Big division win. Here's my question for you before we get into the jokes. Are the Seahawks good?
I mean, you're 3-1, so you're not bad?
Well, I said this last week. A lot of people started thinking that Dolphins looked pretty good because they played the Bills tough on Thursday night. Yeah. I don't know what to do with Thursday night football games.
Yeah.
I am not using this as an assessment.
They're always bananas.
Yeah, they're always weird games. Marvin Harrison Jr. was out of the league at halftime, and then he makes two catches to tie the game and looks like his father, only better, which is what we expected when he came out of Ohio State. So the whole thing. Kyler Murray is giving pep talks on the sideline,
little 5'1" Kyler Murray.
Yeah, he's looking up to Marvin Harrison Jr. going, hey, man, I need you. You need me, and I need you. We got to do this, man. Like, he looked like a quarterback and a leader, and I don't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But next weekend, October 5th, you'll have the Buccaneers at the Seahawks, and the Cardinals will host the Tennessee Titans. So, you know, little mini bye week. It's a good thing. The running game looked really good against defense that was near the top of the league in run defense, so... You can take some good things away from it, or you can take nothing away from this, and either way, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. In case you missed it, fans watching the 2025 Ryder Cup on the USA Network were very frustrated by the excessive numbers of commercials this morning. Later in the day, they were starting to feel frustrated that there weren't enough commercials. All right? They're not doing well. The U.S.
They are not.
Okay,
we'll get to that later.
We'll get there soon enough.
Yes.
San Francisco 49ers defensive coordinator Robert Sala said the Jaguars staff is almost elite at legally stealing defensive signs, putting the 49ers on high alert.
Uh-huh.
The 49ers should already be on high alert for just about everything, not just the Jags sign stealing being almost elite. Despite being undefeated, the San Francisco 49ers have almost lost every game. Almost half their roster is injured. And surprisingly, the Jaguars almost look like a good football team.
Almost. I'm still pulling for my touchdown, Jesus.
Yeah, we'll try our best.
We'll see.
They're almost. Philadelphia 76ers stars Joel Embiid and Paul George said that they do not have definitive timelines for their return from their respective knee surgeries. It's been a while since I've checked. Do you know, are we supposed to still be trusting the process? Is that... How long has that been?
That process sucks.
Has that been processed? Have you ever seen the show Hacks?
No.
There is a fantastic moment in that show. So the show Hacks is Gene Smart plays a veteran comedian.
Oh, no, yeah. Okay. No, I have. I've watched the first probably, I think, two seasons, but I think it just wrapped up five.
There was a moment. I do enjoy young gal, Elaine Einbinder, I believe is her name. Does that sound right?
Hannah Einbinder, I believe.
Okay, so young gal talking to the old pro, and she goes, listen, Philadelphia 76ers did this thing called the process, and she talks all the way through it, and they're sitting at this bar at like a truck stop in the middle of nowhere, and Jean Smart looks back at her, and she's like, and that worked? And the bartender walks by and goes, nope, not at all. She's like, oh. She's like, that was the worst motivational speech ever. And the whole trust the process is just absolutely hilarious.
Apropos of nothing, I've always loved Jean Smart because she reminds me of my old Aunt Virginia. Rest in peace.
Jean Smart?
Yes.
Wait, Aunt Virginia. Rest in peace, Aunt Virginia.
Rest in peace, okay. Aunt Virginia, yes. Okay. Not
Jean Smart, still alive.
Still alive.
Okay. Cleveland Browns third string quarterback, Shedeur Sanders, believes he is capable of playing better than some of the current starting quarterbacks in the NFL. Of course he does. That's how delusion works. Am I right? And
especially in the Sanders family.
And finally, in case you missed it, the final Friday night baseball game of the year on Apple TV Plus featuring the Tigers versus Red Sox will be a live game using footage captured by the new iPhone 17 Pro. Great. So the one game that matters tonight, not only do you have to watch, do you have to borrow somebody's Apple TV login, but I'm going to have to watch the game in portrait mode on some guy's camera while I'm getting text messages from his nagging wife. Really? That's all you got? Yeah. You wrote half that joke.
I know, I did. Yeah. To be fair, though, I will say that these games like this are on a free version of the Apple TV Plus. You don't have to be a paying member of it.
Is that true? I already have Apple Plus.
I'm fairly certain.
All right. I already have Apple Plus, so yeah. I'm
good. We do too, but yeah.
So you don't know anything?
Well, no, when it comes to, like, to the MLB games and stuff, and yes, and the MLS package might be different, but these Apple TV Friday night games for Major League Baseball, I believe, are free for all.
Well, look at you. All right, well, with that, we move to the Daily Buzz. We do it next. Happy Hour 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Top headlines, trending topics, and trivial matters that got our attention. It's the Daily Buzz on the Fan Happy Hour.
The Buzz. The Buzz. The Buzz.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
The drama of trying to sweep the Rockies in order to get the first round bye in the MLB playoffs was crushed when the Guardians lost earlier in the day to the Tigers yesterday, but they did secure the bye. They did get the win over the Rockies, and it was a sweep that I had been asking for from the Seattle Mariners. So what does that leave you to watch when the Mariners play this weekend? How about a home run chase? 60 home runs currently for Cal Raleigh. He is two away from tying Aaron Judge's single season American League record of 62. He has an opportunity to keep adding on and try for the MVP race as well. So getting to 65? Might be something to watch for. Also in home run chasing news for the Seattle Mariners, you did have Eugenio Suarez hit his 49th home run last night. So he will be looking to try to get 50 as you go into the weekend.
I've not done any research on this, and this just pops in my head right now. How many times have you, in Major League Baseball history, have there been teammates with concurrent 50-plus home run seasons.
I don't believe it's ever happened, but this would also be kind of an odd one because he hit most of his home runs as a Diamondback, but I don't believe that that has ever happened. So, but he hasn't hit it yet. Right now, sitting with 50 or more home runs, you have Aaron Judge at 51, Shohei Ohtani at 54, Kyle Schwarber at 56. Eugenio could be the fifth in that group. I don't know how many seasons you had five guys with 50 home runs, even in the steroid era.
Yeah.
So I'd have to check on that.
We need a better research staff here.
Well, we're just bringing these questions up right now. We could stop and research, but dead air is not going to sound really fantastic.
Get on it, Isaac.
One other update, if you'll recall, the 60th home run ball that was caught by a Mariners fan, he handed that ball over to a kid near him in the crowd, which was super awesome.
Right?
Oh, yeah. They found the guy. His name is Glenn. Cal Raleigh met up with him, gave him two signed bats, two signed balls. So Glenn was rewarded handsomely for his benevolent gesture to a child. So.
Did they also leave a honey bucket in his driveway?
No, but they should. How did you not get a honey bucket? That's a big miss right there.
Also, apropos of nothing, in terms of the big dumper and the honey bucket, I was driving in my neighborhood the other day, and somebody was doing some work on their house, and they had a porta potty outside. It was not a honey bucket, but it was called Willie Make It.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Like Willie W-I-L.
Yeah. No, I understand.
Willie Make It.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Buzz. Seahawks get a win last night. Their win streak over the Cardinals is now 8 straight games. They have also won 4 consecutive in Arizona, which makes sense because they're a division opponent. They play every game. The shocking stat, though, how about this? Mike McDonald has played 10 road games as the Seahawks head coach.
Okay.
Seattle has one of the biggest.
He coached him, but, you know.
The Seahawks have played 10 road games with Mike McDonald as their head coach.
Perfect.
Why don't you shut up? You're ruining my show. Would you care to guess Mr. McDonald's record? Seattle has one of the best home field advantages in football.
Mm-hmm.
Care to guess his road record?
Not to spoil it, but I believe I heard earlier today the Seahawks have now won 8 consecutive road games.
Okay.
So out of 10 road games, I'm going to go that makes him probably 9-1.
He is 9-1 on the road as the head coach in the Seahawks division. You've got a couple games this Sunday against pretty good teams. You've got the Colts 3-0 travel to the Rams, who are 2-1. Rams are a 3.5-point favorite. That's at 105. At the same time, your 2-1 Jaguars travel to Santa Clara to take on the San Francisco 49ers.
Yes.
That is a 3.5-point spread in the 49ers' favor.
Also, being pointed out, we got one guy on the text line saying, boys, come on. And then also Patrick Harris from our favorite midday show texted me, Maris and Mantle in 1961. They both had 50.
Oh, duh.
So, yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, again, sorry. Listen. It's like, look, Patrick said something dumb earlier today, too, with, you know, asking if Pennsylvania is the only state that has a Y in it. We speak for a living on the radio. Sometimes we're bound to say something stupid.
We didn't say anything stupid. We just are stupid and didn't know what to say. It's very different.
Fair enough.
If you listen long enough, we will say something stupid. And so, even with that, again, my qualifier is, would you even really count it if you get a late season acquisition with Eugenio? It's not like we've seen 50 home runs in a Mariners uniform. So yeah. Would it even count?
I count it.
All right. Works for me.
Yeah. The
Buzz. A couple other games of note. Teams with matching records facing off on Sunday. Eagles at Buccaneers. Both teams 3-0. That should be a very interesting game. Philadelphia on the road, 3.5-point favorites. That one, for me, has a ton of intrigue. I don't think either team has looked particularly great, but they're finding ways to win games. So I feel like whoever has the ball last is going to be your winner there. That will be an absolute blast. The one that probably won't be, 2-0-3 teams match up on Sunday as well. Titans at Texans in the somebody's got a win game. Texans 7.5-point favorites. I'm guessing there's not a lot of faith in rookie quarterback Cam Ward beating a junior quarterback, CJ Stroud. Yeah. Texans, this feels like an absolute must win in a division that's winnable, especially when the Indianapolis Colts started off 3-0. And I think the most intriguing matchup of Sunday somehow is between two teams that are 1-2.
Right.
And that is your Ravens at the Chiefs, both teams 1-2. Baltimore on the road, 2.5 points favorites. You believe in the Ravens and you think Derrick Henry can stop fumbling the Z ball?
Well, see, look, so yes, he has fumbled the ball. He has fumbled the ball in three consecutive games. I believe all of last season he had three fumbles.
The most fumbles he's ever had in a season is 6.
Yeah.
And he averages somewhere around 300 carries. He's had 40 carries this season, and he's fumbled the ball 3 times. Yeah, so history will tell you that he will right the ship.
I think it's just a symptom of a short or small sample size theater.
That works. It works for me.
Yeah.
All right.
And same with the Chiefs. Look, I know everybody thinks they're cooked. They don't have all of the pieces around Pat Mahomes that they used to have before. But if we think about it, outside of Travis Kelce, which were the other big pieces that you always relied on?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And so it's just, it's like a, to me, it's like a Brady and Belichick, New England Patriots. You got a rotating cast of characters always around like one or two key pieces.
Well, not a great start if they go to 1-3.
Nope.
Makes it that much worse.
But I think they get it.
I don't disagree, but we need to get to our next. We have a guest coming up at Helium tonight and tomorrow night. Steve Trevino will join us next, so we need to walk over to the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk and see what I missed. Oh, yeah, that sounds much better.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. It's Fan Club Friday on the Fan Happy Hour.
You're an entertainer. It's a simple job, okay?
Today's guest may not be qualified, but they care way too much. And that's what matters.
Make us happy, monkey.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson. Yay!
All right, welcome in. We could bring on somebody that's really great at breaking down X's and O's, but to me, that's always boring. So we bring in comedians to talk sports and whatever is on their mind. Today, we have a performer that will be at Helium tonight for 2 shows, tomorrow for 2 shows, and somebody that has been doing stand-up comedy since elementary school. Steve Trevino, welcome to Happy Hour. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. I like the way you said that. You know, we can really bring somebody in here that knows sports, but you know what? Let's talk to a comedian.
Yeah, dude. Well, hey, listen, there's nothing worse than somebody telling me what they think because they read a book or they've been analyzing all the analytics. I'd rather have a fun conversation. And I was watching some of the podcasts you did. You do have a podcast called Sports, Marriage, and Comedy. I think that's basically what we talk about on this radio station more than anything else. So I thought it'd be perfect to have you on. Tell me a little bit about your career. You've got 6 specials. Most of them you've produced yourself with your wife. Is that correct?
Yeah, you heard that correct. She's my boss at home. And then I'm like, you know what? I really want to torture myself. Why don't I also make her the boss when I film my own special? So it is, I am a glutton for punishment. We have done it together. And because of that, you know, we've been very fortunate to have an amazing career and do it ourselves. And, you know, the kids are with me. I brought the kids here to Portland. I want to congratulate Portland because you did it. You wanted to keep it weird. And it is weird. It is very weird. Congratulations, guys.
Is this your first visit to Portland?
I was here last year or 18 months ago, and it never surprises me on how weird it is. So I'm very, very – I was at the museum with the kids, and there was a group of moms with five or six kids, and they all had tails. They all had tails.
Sure, why not?
Paws. Yeah, you know, just doing their thing. Yeah, you know, odds are they're probably not going to play sports. I'm willing to bet that they're not going to. And I'll tell you this, dude, like, I'm deep in travel baseball. And I would just like to tell some of your listeners, well, first of all, let me tell you, when I got involved with travel baseball, I thought to myself, oh, my God, these dads are going to be a problem. It's not the dads. It's mom. It is mom. And the drama that's going on with 8U travel baseball is insane. You know, and they sit there and they walk around. Oh my God, my kid made the travel team. He's elite. Like, no, your check cleared. That's what happened.
Did you say 8U? This is 8 and under travel baseball?
Well, now we're at 10U,
okay.
But the drama started at 8U, and it's unbelievable. There's always like a head mom, right? And
sure.
The head mom, she has a little cult. There's a little cult that follows her around, and you know who they are because they all have matching Stanley Cups, right?
Yeah.
And what the
on Wednesdays they wear pink.
That's right.
Yep. And she wants the best 8 kids on the field and her son.
Sure. Yep.
That's what she wants.
Yeah, because she's looking for W's, and she wants her son to look good by association. She doesn't care if he's actually good.
Oh, dude, well, that's the scary part, right? I mean, and I don't even know if you guys get into this on your radio show, but travel ball has gotten so insane that it's ruining baseball. I mean, it is literally 78% of kids are quitting by the time they're 13.
Yep.
And their number one answer is too much pressure. It wasn't fun.
Yeah. No, I have a friend, and I've never had him on this show, but on another show, we talked with him quite a bit, but he and I got into a phone conversation about the elite travel baseball organization that's around here. 90 minutes into the phone conversation, I go, Steve, I need to jump off. His name was Steve too. I go, I need to jump off this call. I've got other things to do. But he went 90 minutes, and I just listened to him just piss and moan about travel baseball and all the things that it does. And this is a head baseball coach for a pretty good high school locally. So yeah, it's pretty crazy. I get it.
It's insane. Well, then you think about, like, you know, our day. I don't know how old you are, but
I'm old enough.
In my day, a Vietnam vet would show up to the park. He had a duffel bag. He'd pour things out of the duffel bag. You fought over the one good baseball bat.
Yep.
And you played baseball in a field at the church.
For sure.
That's how baseball was, right?
Yeah, sandlot baseball, man.
Dude, that's all it was, man. And now there's, you know, these kids are wearing $1,000 worth of gear with a $600 bat to strike out. It's awesome.
Well, the best part is I was talking to one of our managers around here. His son made the All-Star team, and he was commenting on all the kids that have the oven mitt glove for sliding. And he goes, I thought it was ridiculous. And then I realized they can't even head first slide at that age. So they've got something to protect their hand on the head first slide that they can't do.
That they're not allowed to do anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and then they're unwrapping like they just finished a medieval battle where they have to take off the elbow guard,
yep,
and then the knee guard, and then the foot guard, and then the head guard, and they need the mitten. And I mean,
imagine getting hit by a 47 mile an hour fastball, man. That's got to hurt
right in the butt. You know.
We're talking with Steve Trevino, comedian. He's going to be at Helium. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow. He's traveling with the entire family. You have how many kids?
Two kids, a son and a daughter, and the daughter is ruining my wife's life, and I am loving every minute of it. I will be honest with you. It is my wife is saying things to me that are just so ironic, right?
Sure.
My wife will come up to me and go, that little girl does not take no for an answer.
What?
And I'm like, I know somebody just like that.
Yeah. I
got one of those too.
How old is your daughter?
She's only 5.
Yep.
And my wife and her, I mean, and my daughter's a gangster. She'll come up to me and be like, Dad, can we get rid of her?
Get rid of mom?
But, yeah, like, we don't need her anymore. Let's You know, we can do this without her. You know, you say yes, she says no.
Listen, Dad, we make it look like an accident. It's pretty easy. I've seen the movies. Don't worry about it. We can take care of this.
I've got 8-year-old twin daughters, my friend. So I am just finishing the sign up to be a basketball coach. I believe I've been recruited to coach lacrosse that I never played in the spring. So I am with you on everything you are saying. So I think we got some sports out of the way. We got a little bit of marriage out of there. Tell me about your comedy, because I want people to go and check you out. I've watched quite a bit of what you do. So why don't you tell people about what your comedy is all about?
Life, you know, living as a dad, trying to raise kids with a Captain Evil of a wife. You know, what is a Captain Evil? A Captain Evil is a woman who married a below average man, and that below average man is trying to keep his above average woman happy, and it's basically killing me. So that is what the stand-up's about. It is about the packages that show up to the door every single day because she says she needs it. And you know, I like when we roll up to the house and she's like, oh my God, maybe that package is for you. And I'm like, sweetie, the UPS guy doesn't even know I live here.
That means she got you a new shirt because she doesn't like what you're wearing, I think is what she means. For you, not purchased by you. Those are two different things.
Dude, I'm my wife's personal Build-A-Bear, bro. She dresses me how she wants to dress me. But you know, and I laugh because people come up to me and they say, hey, love your stand-up, think you're funny. If I come to a show, are you only going to talk about your family? And I'm like, well, yeah. And the reason being is because my family's my whole life. My wife is my whole life. Everything I do as a family man, I don't do anything else. So I don't really have anything else to talk about. Don't want to talk politics, right?
Yeah.
Don't
Amen
want
to
talk
to that.
Religion. Don't want to talk religion.
Yeah.
I want people to come to the show, have an hour. I'll put a mirror up to their face and let them realize that we're all going through it. It's all normal. And don't divorce your wife because they're all the same.
Hey, man, I can relate to all of that. So if you want an hour away from what the world has and some relatable comedy, go check out Steve. He's going to be at Helium tonight. For two shows, tomorrow for two shows, check out the Netflix special, Simple Man, was released in 2024. If you haven't seen that, go and check it out. Steve, I really appreciate you joining the fan club. I unfortunately am busy tonight. Otherwise, I'd love to check it out. But I got a busy sports weekend, my friend.
I hear you, man. And congratulations to the Seahawks. They pulled it off
last night. Yep.
And let's just hope that Jerry Jones gets COVID soon.
We should have pointed out that you're from Texas. It's probably hard to root for the Cowboys these days.
Smiles and glory hopes.
These days, 20 years of it.
Oh, it's been 30, hasn't it?
30, yeah.
All right, Steve, have great shows this weekend, and hopefully we'll catch up with you soon. Maybe next time we'll have you in studio so we can go a little bit longer.
Man, I appreciate the heck out of you guys, and thank you.
Absolutely. All right, there's Steve Trevino at Helium tonight, tomorrow night. Like I said, you can check out his Netflix special as well. Very cool for him to join us. He's also got a comedy podcast, a sports comedy and marriage, pretty relatable stuff. Some great guests like Terry Crews, Jamie Kennedy, and others. So be sure and check that out. Should we do one more for the road, Mr. Rust?
I think we probably should.
Let's do it. We'll do it next. Happy Hour on 105.1 and The Fan Sports Network.
Relax, hot shot.
Welcome back to the Fan Happy Hour. We're about to wrap things up.
Maybe you guys like what I have so far.
Wicked woman, cool creams and misters. You got a cool spell on me.
Let's grab one more for the road.
Come on, everybody. Everything's smooth.
Here's Luke Anderson.
Jeff Rust! Man, what are the people saying about today's show?
Try 8U, 10U, travel hockey, talk about drama.
Dude, travel sports in general, I can't even imagine at this age. And hockey has got to be one of the most difficult, just because, like, it's ice time. I can't imagine it being cheap. And then trying to get ice time and the whole, and you're going to Canada?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no thanks. Yeah. I'll pass on that.
This one, Rufio, always active on the YouTube chats. I'd actually like to see Paul Hogan in Roadhouse instead.
Oh, yeah. You know what I want to see him? I want to see Paul Hogan as the third Chippendales dancer. If we're putting him in with anything with Patrick Swayze.
Oh, yeah. Get him in there with Swayze and Farley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Absolutely.
Let's do that. Anything else we need to address?
I think we had one more here. Rufio also saying one for the road. Happy birthday today to George Gershwin, Olivia Newton-John, and Serena Williams.
That is quite the trio.
That is quite the trio, isn't it?
I'll give you that. All right. Let's do that thing we call... One for the road. If we have time, we'll get to more Paul Hogan talk. But for right now, I did want to tell you what we're watching for in baseball this weekend, just because there's not a whole lot. The Mariners are in the two spot. They technically can still get into the one spot, but I don't think it's very realistic. Blue Jays and Yankees both hold...
I think it's realistic. They're a game back.
Blue Jays and Yankees both hold the tiebreaker, so not only would you have to catch them, but you'd have to pass them. You're playing the Dodgers, who are cemented into the three spot. So those are things that you can watch for. But the biggest stories in Major League Baseball, you got the Cleveland Guardians and the Detroit Tigers are tied for the division lead. Guardians hold the tiebreaker. Tigers have the Red Sox, who are still in the wild card chase. So there is some drama in one division, and that is your AL Central, the AL wild card. Tigers, Guardians, Red Sox, and Houston Astros all vying for one division and three wildcard spots. So that is something to keep an eye on. The Mets are one game ahead of the Cincinnati Reds, or who are two games ahead of the Diamondbacks. So you still have some drama there. Mets have a late season collapse that makes them, you know, a little less probable for it, but they still have a chance. They still have the lead. So that's something to watch. The NL batting title, one of my favorite players, Trey Turner.
Okay.
Just super smooth, hitting 305 right now.
How did they get to Trey with T-R-E-A?
I don't know. I don't know. Don't care.
Right, yeah.
But Trey Turner just has a slim lead over Nico Horner for the Chicago Cubs, so something to watch for.
Mm-hmm.
Clayton Kershaw, in his final major league start... Do you know when that's scheduled for?
Is that Sunday?
It's Sunday. I will be there. That's going to be kind of a cool moment.
There we go.
One of the great pitchers of our generation will be pitching on Sunday. At least that's where he's scheduled right now.
Real quick.
Wrapping up his Hall of Fame career.
Speaking of slim leads, Team Europe does not currently have a slim lead.
Hey, look at that.
No.
USA.
Yeah, it's 5-2. With one game still.
Oh, it's not slim.
No, it's not slim.
Oh, we're going the wrong way.
It's not slim. That's what I said. Speaking of slim leads, Team Europe does not have one over the U.S.
Well,
it's a big fat lead.
I thought you meant because they eliminated
the lead. No, it's a big fat lead. They're up 5-2. There is currently one match still going on, which is all square.
Okay. Well, you got a chance to pull within two?
Yeah.
5-3?
Okay. If you win it, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You got something better than being down 4? It's a big swing.
Yes, that would be better.
It's a big swing. Rafael Devers has had an interesting Major League Baseball season. If he plays all three games this weekend, first player since Justin Morneau in 2008 to play 163 regular season games.
Wait, what?
He was traded from the Red Sox because he didn't want to play first base, and they got in a big argument, and he went all pouty face, and then they traded away their best player, and he was instantly made the Red Sox improve and the Giants get worse, but he was traded where there was more games left for the Giants than there were for the Red Sox, so he has a chance to play an extra game this season.
Wow. I wonder how many times something like that happens like in the association, in the NBA.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
You know?
I do not have... You keep asking me questions I don't have answers to, but hey, something to
lucky
ponder...
Lucky for us, we got like a minute left in the show. We don't have to worry about it. Never will forget by Monday.
I also wanted to give you... This is the only reason I wanted to get to these fun facts is because I wanted to build up to two... For you, because I know how much you love.
I'm sorry, were the Crocodile Dundee facts not fun enough?
Oh, they were a ton of fun. Hey, listen, you might have room to get your Oscar, 1987 Oscars talk in. The Colorado Rockies starting rotation has combined for a 6.64 ERA, which is tied currently for the worst in modern Major League history. That is since 1901. The 1996 Detroit Tigers also had a 6.64 ERA. So if you have a bad performance in the final series, the Rockies could set a new record. The Rockies have also allowed 1,007 runs. They are the first team to top 1,000 runs given up in a season since the 1999 Rockies gave up gave up 1,028 runs, so they could eclipse that mark. And the Rockies minus 416 run differential will break the post 1900 record of 349 held by the 1932 Boston Red Sox.
And what's
How's that for you?
This is after a historically bad Chicago White Sox team last season.
Back-to-back years. But do you love those Rockies records? Let's go. You are terrible.
That's good stuff.
On an epic kind of scale. Who won the 1987 Best Screenplay Oscar? Real quick.
Oh, I just logged out. No, Hannah and Her Sisters.
Beat out Crocodile Dundee.
Yes, also in go. The running was Platoon. I don't know how the hell Platoon didn't win that.
There you go. Well, thank you to Steve Trevino for joining us. He is at Helium. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Jeff Rust. And as always, thank you, Isaac Ropp. We're done for now. Bye-bye.
Forget about your scene. Give the audience a grin. Enjoy. It's your last chance anyhow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.